Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Did anybody see the striking, the pictures of the mom on strike?
No.
We got to look these up. We got to put them on our Facebook page. Like, I truly think I do a lot of cleaning, but I would never claim that I'm the sole cleaner in my house. And some idiot said he's the only one who cleans. So his wife literally started is that a part of TikTok? Wife strike TikTok?
Not that I've seen, no.
It's her TikTok account. Wife strife. Can somebody else say that?
Wife strike.
Why can't I say that? Wife strike. The house is, it looks like right before the people come in on hoarders. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he says I'm pleading.
He thinks he's the only one, but I think what happens with dudes, like Steve doesn't get it because he's never lived. Well, I guess you did with Kelly for a while.
Yeah.
We clean up like, oh, look, there's dishes I'm picking up. And you put that in and you do, oh, the trash is full and you take that out and you're like, I'm the only person doing anything. They do the little crap that we never think about. Like, how often do you actually wipe around the inside of your garbage can?
Can you do that?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you allowed to do that?
I literally did that last week at my boyfriend's place.
Nice. Yep. Because we don't think of it. We took the trash out. We don't do the other stuff like cleaning around inside your drain and stuff. Or
I vacuum every weekend and it always seems like I'm keeping up with this. Because my wife does a secret vacuum midweek that I didn't even know about. So that's why it's as clean as...
Which is why this guy's an asshat. Because he's like, I'm vacuuming twice a week, like T-Ac thinks he is. And as soon as she quit, you start to realize it's just little crap.
It's not even little, though. Like, this dude in the bathroom, the brush is on the ground. The toilet paper's not even on the rack. It's on, like, the old used one. Like, it's disgusting.
Because he doesn't, you just take for granted that the magic elf is picking your crap up. And he may clean, he may wipe crap, but he's a guy who leaves his brush on the ground. The weird thing is, I think we could go to Steve's house and it would be clean. Because you've lived alone for so long.
Everything's always in its place. It's always neat, but I do have a cleaning lady who comes in.
But your house is pretty clean. Like, it's clean when she gets there. You want her to, like, disinfect, not pick
toilets,
up.
Toilets, yeah. She just does the bathrooms and a kitchen.
Because in the time in my life where we did use a service like that...
You clean before she got there.
100%.
Everybody does that.
It's also... I don't want you to waste your time making my bed. I know how to make my bed.
Yeah.
I want you to do, like, the baseboards because I don't want to do that. Like, I want you to do the toilets because I don't want to do that. And this guy didn't realize his wife, like, what else is in there? The brush is literally on the floor.
It's just on the ground.
The hairbrush? He leaves that
The toilet brush.
He's an animal who just didn't ever realize, because he's never lived alone. There's always been the magic fairy behind him.
That's a good lesson. Ladies, never, ever get married or hook up with a guy that's never lived on his own.
100%. Yeah. Like, I think my son is set up to fail, and I'm a huge part of it. Because I always tell him, bring all your dirty clothes down. Got it. And then just before I put a load of laundry in, I do a pass through his room. And I always get four or five things every single time. And the more times I do that, the more he's not going to bring his laundry down.
There you go.
So I've trained him. Ladies, he's a catch. He's handsome. But he's going to be the worst kid. Like,
And they always blame the mom for that. They got to blame you for this one.
Well, it's just whoever does the laundry, whoever. I stopped this and it's not good. I walked into his room today. There's his cup from a fast food to go the other day. There's two bottle water. There's cups that we have that we put fridge filtered water in. There's probably 7 to 10 different liquid receptacles in his room right now.
Along with
half need to be thrown away. Half need to be put in the dishwasher.
A lot of ants.
How many beer cans?
He hides those, and lots of wrappers shoved in between things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wife and I, because I lived on my own for a while before we were married, she would come over and she would always complain about how my place was dirty. But in my mind, it was clean. So I'm not, this guy's definitely an idiot because you shouldn't be taken. But who decides on the level of cleanliness? Like if this guy views this as an okay level of being clean, who is she to then go, no, it's not clean? Or if she wants to
Are you going to try to say that women's level of clean isn't
Better. It's better.
It's definitely right.
And that's why we leave them to clean.
But do we need an A+ on everything, or can a B-? Is that all right? Sometimes.
If you're going to eat off a surface, you want an A+.
Yeah. I felt like my bathroom was clean when I had it. But I didn't. It was like a little dusty behind the toilet. That was unacceptable to her. But to me, who cares?
Because
who's
if
right?
you leave that dust behind the toilet, if you've ever, like when you move out of the apartment and you're a single dude, I remember moving out, that dust, something, it's like there's pee splatter. I don't know what it is, but that dust is like stuck. Do you know what? It's like you hit it and you have to literally scrape this sticky. And it starts to like grow. It's almost like hair coming up on the back of your. You've never.
Was it like a skunk or something?
No, it was. It did.
Sure
it did.
Was dust
it or... did look like it. The dust in your bathroom because other things are happening in. I don't know why, but behind your
like
toilet,
fecal matter flying
yes,
around.
Yes, it just becomes a thing.
Around.
And when
it's like
when
the worst cotton candies,
100%. And when you know you're not going to get your damage deposit back unless you get down on your hands and knees and get it. And I almost I remember grabbing a putty knife to like scrape it off, and I was like seriously vomiting in my mouth the entire time. So without a doubt, woman clean, if that is such a thing, is way better. Like not even close. Although there are women who are slobs. I mean, Aaron could be a slob. I doubt it.
Depends on my day.
But I mean, you're more like Steve. You put crap away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it belongs somewhere, and then you put it where it belongs.
Because like I feel I'm the worst at this, and anytime like I've had 6 COVID scares in the last couple months where I couldn't come into work, and the next time I come in, I don't know if it's Steve or Aaron, but our office is just ransacked and spick and span. Everything's put in a new. One of you is.
I used
to do it. Like I come in
once
like,
or twice a year.
I've walked in on you doing it, and Steve doesn't do it nice because he's just like, get rid of this crap, this? And he throws things away with such
all you
so mad.
Why do we have?
I don't know why I hoard things. I'm sorry, and I feel like Aaron's like, I'm gonna put this in this hole.
Much
and
nicer.
Yes. Totally different. In the end, it looks great for either of you.
Yeah,
you're both pretty.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.